Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back to the programme. Long-awaited new legislation has been passed today for which the very first time will entitle local councillors to take 42 weeks maternity leave. And for more on this, we're joined by Minister of State for Planning and Local Government, Peter Burke. Minister Peter Burke, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
Now, before we speak about that new legislation, we heard just before the break in Barry Lenihan's report that, and I'm sure this must be of concern to you, that local councils have been warned by the state's Building Control Office about the practice of purchasing non-compliant concrete blocks from quarries. Now, how concerned are you that defective blocks are still potentially being used?
Just firstly, Cormac, just to give my sympathies to Private Sean Rooney and his family.
Indeed.
And also our best wishes to Shane Carney. I know it's a very shocking, unspeakable tragedy, and we really, our thoughts and prayers are with the families concerned. In relation to the specific question, obviously this is very concerning. In the first instance, we have an audit here that has been commissioned, whereby the local authority is investigating each of these quarries. And we also have a number of pieces of legislation which have gone through this year, which will ensure that people in the first instance get redress from MICA. But secondly, we really need to improve our building control standards. We're working hard to get the independent building standards regulator up and running next year. And also, earlier in July, we put through the regulation of providers of building works, which will be ensuring competence and good practice of builders who are carrying out these works. But obviously, it's very clear that any local authority engaging or purchasing or working with any quarry, they have to comply with procurement law and ensure that all the products are up to standard.
In Barry's report as well, concerned that criticism of a lack of regulation was removed from that audit that you mentioned. Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of it. I know the report was furnished on the 6th of December, but I haven't seen the report, and it's under Minister O'Brien's responsibility in terms of redress, and I haven't seen the report.
Okay, well, we hope to hear from Minister Dara O'Brien on that, and he's welcome on the programme tomorrow to answer some of those questions. Can I ask you about the legislation that I mentioned there? The absence of maternity leave for councillors has been long called out, hasn't it, Minister, as a barrier to many women going into local government. What exactly, then, will this new legislation entitle people to do?
Absolutely. It's been a huge issue in terms of a lack of support for women who are councillors up and down the country. Currently, the requirement was that if a woman was absent for more than 6 months, they would actually have to seek permission from the local authority, from their peers, fellow councillors, to go on extended leave. And obviously, that was absolutely abhorrent to me in a modern democracy that women would be faced with such a scenario. So what I did was last March, we established a group of female councillors of all parties and none to frame proposals of what they would need to support them when they're starting a family. And essentially what they said, they needed flexibility and they want an option of going on maternity leave or getting administrative support if they decide to continue on working and to help them and support them in their role. So what we're trying to do is make our council chambers a more family-orientated place, trying to ensure that our council chambers really mirror the society and communities that they serve in terms of diversity and gender. And I think these proposals will help and encourage more women into politics.
So will it essentially allow a councillor who's on maternity leave to put in a substitute, for want of a better word? Is that it?
Well, there's two options. So the first option is that if a woman wants to take maternity leave, full stop and step back, they can get a temporary substitute that would fill a casual vacancy and do the constituency work, obviously, and service the local authority area that they represent. Or secondly, if they want to continue on doing their work, they can get some administrative support, which would help them in terms of secretarial work and, you know, trying to attend to the representations that they would have to do. So it's a choice for women, try and encourage them and say, look, that our local authorities now, we're offering remote working where, you know, people can log into meetings if they're under pressure with family life. But also we will support you with these proposals to try and ensure that you can discharge your duties as a councillor, and the state is supporting you to do that.
Okay, Minister of State for Planning and Local Government, Peter Burke of Fine Gael, thank you very much indeed.